Hi, this is follow visit. Name of the patient, Felicia Johnson, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of service 12-12-2023, date of birth 2-28-1965, date of accident 3-16-2022. Please send a follow-up report to Maya Sternberg as a case manager. The patient is here for a follow-up visit. She reports that she has an ongoing pain in both the shoulders, neck, and mid-back, and both ankles. And she alleges that they were caused from the accident that happened on 3-16-2022, where she was hit on a T-bone fashion on the passenger side, and she was a front seat passenger restraint. The impact caused minor headaches, but no TBI symptoms. And initially, but later on, she started complaining pain in the neck and the lower back and right shoulder mainly. Currently, she reported that her left shoulder is also hurting her, is a difficult time lifting her arms. She reports of numbness and tingling in both the arms, especially the right arm, is persistently weak in holding telephone or dinner plates, and ongoing numbness, which is now mostly radiated from neck down on the right side. In the left side, only the forearm is reported to be numb anteriorly. 70% relief is reported by the patient, and the pain level varies from 8 to 10. ADLs are affected in age. Kindly review the chart for this visit for reporting rest of the ADLs, system review, and the additional histories and substance abuse, as well as compliance history. And the physical examination, patient's blood pressure is 1:33/98, pulse is 83, and rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 11-20-2023, dictation number is 1121-027. The patient reported that her neck is stiff and lower back is still unrelieved despite all the chiropractic treatment and physical therapy. And the patient has been going to the patient has opted to go for surgery for the neck. As advised by Dr. Ramakrishna, she has a visit in next few days. However, she is still continuing her neuropsych evaluation and treatment, as well as psychological and psychiatric treatment, as she feels depressed and unable to cope with her issues post a motor vehicular accident. She is having counseling, and a neurology appointment has also been scheduled. A functional disability analysis was also ordered previously, but it has not been done so far. She wanted to file a disability with the Social Security. Currently, a patient appears to have made up her mind for surgery for the neck right away, and she never has consented for any injection treatment for the shoulders or for the spine. And they've never been able to be provided, despite the option was provided to the patient. Medications are provided today: Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN for handling anxiety and panic, along with Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety and depression. Nurontin is provided for headaches and neuropathic pains, 600 milligram twice a day. No other medications are provided. The MAPS and labs have been reviewed. The MRIs were also reviewed, cervical spine MRI, in great detail with the patient. And despite she has a lot of arthritic changes, she has issues that will require cervical disc replacement. And She's also may require some injection treatment to the shoulder since there is no rotator cuff here. However, she has her own independent mind and the caseworker wants to take her to orthopedic surgeon. I believe it is Dr. Gary Gilliard. And anyway, a consultation is perfectly fine with the specialist, orthopedic and spine, so that we can determine an accurate course of her treatment. As far as the therapy is concerned, the patient has been advised to try a laser treatment before going for surgery once a week, along with traction massage. She can see chiropractic physician for acupuncture if she wants. She still remains disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. She also wants to have a case management, which has been checked for her. Thank you. We'll be seeing in 30 days' time.